The R&B Africa Focus series with Crystal Audison is brought to you by R&B, a banking partner in tune with Africa. R&B is a leading African corporate and investment bank. Think Africa, think R&B. Pleasure to welcome, of course, as we always have conversations with Crystal Audison, looking at R&B Africa Focus. All right, Crystal, the dust has settled. COP27 is over. We got that landmark agreement. Sort of, I suppose, but renewables are certainly going to be the focus for the continent. Let's start in Kenya, East Africa's biggest economy.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. And you spoke a lot with Matteo about COP27 and the issue of blended finance, which is when you have the IMF World Bank partnering with a bank like RMB and government. So I thought what's interesting, Bongani, each country, you know, or big economy in Africa is deciding a particular trajectory. So here we have hydrogen in South Africa, and in Kenya, you have geothermal power. So firstly, you know, Kenya is a big player. They want to become fully renewable by 2030. They're already reaching it. So they have a combination of solar feeding into mini grids for rural areas.
Yeah. I understand what they're already sitting at around 75% of installed power generation capacity from renewables.
Yes, they
have. That's extraordinary.
Absolutely. And also in 2013, for instance, only 2.3 million people had access to electricity. Now it's looking at 8.6 million. So just in a few years,
they've electrified over almost 7 million people.
Absolutely. So it's around now 86% of the population. And a majority of it, guess what? Renewables.
We're going to be left in the dust if we don't catch our act together.
Exactly. And this is Kenya. You know, they don't have the world's all the resources that other countries have. And so what they've done is they have focused on geothermal power. So I actually had to research this, Bongani, because I had no idea.
How's it a game changer?
So firstly, geothermal is the heat produced in the Earth's core.
Oh, all right.
So what they've realized...
How do they harness that?
Exactly, because, you know, the country reaching kind of... the earth in terms of, like, if you look at, you know, lake, they have geology.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, the point is they've harnessed what they have. Here we have a particular resource in the country. There they have Lake Naivasha, etc. So that's what they looked at. But they knew they didn't have the technology. So they realized we need money from the private sector, from banks, and they are now... they've built one of the world's largest geothermal, kind of plant. And so what's interesting is that the International Energy Agency is taking notice of it, and they're saying, well, Kenya's leading it, so they can in fact not only be a leader in Kenya, but also a leader in East Africa, because we know here we have countries like Ethiopia, South Sudan, Sudan, Eritrea, Djibouti. So Kenya is looking at what is in our backyard, what can we harness, and let's go for it. But they're still having the combo of, you know, solar fed power, wind energy, and slowly but surely developing their materials and expertise to harness what they know is theirs, which is geothermal energy.
That's extraordinary. I'd imagine that means increased capacity, but also it decentralizes the system, allowing then, I suppose, access for rural communities.
Exactly, Bongani. So this is the next big government policy, is to decentralize the energy system. Because what's interesting is that they're saying we can more optimally use renewable energies in different areas. So for instance, they've combined, waste plants, burning of biomass, and of course geothermal. So they're saying we want to electrify rural areas. We want to have a plan. We've seen a gap. We want blended finance. We don't have all the answers. And I guess here's the opportunity for the African Development Bank, yeah, RMB, to come on board.
All right. And lessons for us, right? Lessons for us. We keep thinking we're the most developed on the continent. But somebody's going to have our lunch if we're not careful.
You can have one or the other is not something we at R&B believe. So when faced with a conundrum like commercial success or community success, we say, why not both? In fact, whenever we ask ourselves what the best way is to help our clients thrive, traditional values or innovative ideas, the answer always is, why not both? And diverse talent is how we do it. RMB, traditional values, innovative ideas. RMB is a division of First Strand Bank Limited, an authorized FSB and credit provider.